Hallelujah. There we go. Amen. Well, I want to open the service this morning. I got just something that I wanted to share. Had a little experience. And when you have an experience, God sometimes have you share it. So this morning, after we found out that Miriam and Ricardo weren't going to be able to be here today because she's had to go to the emergency room for migraine headache. And then the Lawson family have gone to Louisville for a wedding. Mackenzie had to work today. And so Laverne's leading praise and worship. And she was sort of getting a little bit anxious, and we were sitting there, and let me find this, and all of a sudden the Lord spoke something to me, and then I said, I need to share that this morning, the beginning of the service. And I want to read you a scripture from Acts chapter 13. It says, so when the Jews went out of the synagogue, the Gentiles begged that the words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now, the Jews didn't want to hear it, but the Gentiles were begging for it. Okay? Now, when the congregation had broken up, many of the Jews and devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. Almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and contradicting and blaspheming. They opposed the things spoken by Paul. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold. There's those times in our life, you know, when things are going on around us and we got to grow bold. Not be afraid to speak. And they said, it was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first. But since you rejected it, he's talking about the Jews. But since you rejected it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life. Now think about that for a minute. You reject the word of God. Paul said you've rejected the word of God, and by doing that, you have judged yourselves unworthy of everlasting life. Behold, we turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, I will set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. Well, I was sitting at the table when all this was going on and the phone calls coming in and we're not going to be here, they're not going to be here. And Laverne thinking, oh my goodness, I don't know the new songs and blah, blah, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I was sitting there and all of a sudden I heard this in my spirit. I'm in charge of everything. Don't worry about it. I am the center of what's going on. I'm the center of what's going on. And then as the Lord spoke that, I saw some other things. You know, they came together in the Gospels. They would gather on the hillsides and wherever they were, wherever Jesus was, so that he could preach the word to them. He could tell them the word of God. And in some cases, there were thousands. You know, in one incident, there was 5,000 people there. And he preached to them. And they were awed by the word of God. Now, let me say this. And please don't misunderstand it, because we have to, you know, we have to enter into the worship and the praise of the Lord. But we enter in ourselves. We don't wait for somebody else to do it for us. And even though we have a wonderful praise and worship team, and when they're all here, it's awesome, and when they're not here, it's still awesome. But the thing about it is, nobody brought people to Jesus because they had the Fisherman Five leading the praise and worship.
No.
And nobody came because, you know, so-and-so, man, he gets happy, and you ought to see what he does when they're preaching the word. They came to hear the word of God.
Amen.
And that is the center of everything that goes on. Everything else that we do is peripheral to that. The word of God stands forever. We may come in here sometimes in the mornings on Sunday morning, and you don't exactly feel like doing anything. Well, you don't move by your feelings anyway. You move by your faith. And you may look around and say, so-and-so is not here, and we've got a lot that are not here this morning for one reason or another, either in town, out of town, or whatever, but we're here.
Amen.
And we're here to hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And if we can amplify that and be encouraged by that, the more the better.
Amen.
But the word of the Lord is the word of the Lord, and it never changes. And it's not going to be tomorrow morning you wake up and some problem facing you. It's not going to be the quality of the praise and worship team that's going to get you through that problem. It's not going to be so-and-so that shouts and runs around the church. It's just you and God and the problem. And God has a word on it. Amen? And so we don't ever need to forget that the most important thing in our lives is not the goosebumps, but the word of God. And that's what we need to pay our attention to. Amen. Will you stand with me? We're going to open with prayer, and then we're going to turn it over to Sister Laverne and the praise and worship team. Heavenly Father, we do come before you this morning desiring your word, being glad that we can hear the word of the Lord, that we, Lord God, can receive from you that life-giving strength of which you said man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And Lord, as we hear those words, as we study those words, as we learn those words, we know that your word says that our minds are renewed, and that we think differently than we thought before, that we act differently than we did before, that we are bolder than we were before. And Father, I thank you that we can come into your presence and by your grace know that you have put your arms around every one of us, and that we can put our arms around you with no fear of rejection, because we come boldly into the throne of grace that we may find help in time of need. So thank you, Lord God, for being you and for loving us and for joining with us this morning in our praise and worship. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. Come on, church. As we go into worship this morning, I'll just tell you something. I am a worship leader. I'm not a choir director. We're all worshipers, and we're going to go into worship together this morning. Amen? Hallelujah. All right. La 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 only name that matters to me. Yours will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my Father smiling on me. The only name that matters to me. And yours is the name, and yours is the name that has saved me. Mercy and grace and the power that forgave me, and your love is all I ever needed. All right. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim.
Come on, girl. Woo!
Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I seek, the only name that matters to me. And yours is the name, and yours is the name that has saved me. Mercy and grace is the power that forgave me, and your love is all I ever needed. praise and the worship this morning. Oh, we magnify your name and your name only, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something, church. Many years ago, we walked into a service that was in a barn. We were hungry. Somebody told us about this place. And the awful thing was the name of the sheep shed. Now, you got to be brave and courageous to go into a church that's in a barn, and the name of it's the sheep shed. And we walked in. This little Methodist preacher and his wife. And we got in there, and the sawdust and all that. They started singing some songs. And we know how it feels. All around you, everybody's going like this, and you're going, okay. All right, I hear this. I see this. But you know what got us? There was a man, the first sermon I heard that absolutely set me free. This man by the name of Tom Hamilton got up there, and he began teaching the Word of God to us. And he began to tell us, when you read the Bible, you take it for what it is. And I'm thinking, all my life, I thought you had to interpret it. Well, it says this, but it really means this. And I found out that when he says that Abraham's blessings are yours and that Jesus took the curse for you so that the blessings of Abraham might come upon you, that's literally what it means. And when it says that the believers shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, that doesn't mean an emotional thing. It could mean an emotional thing, but it also means a literal thing like healing. Amen?
Yes.
You talk about a fire on the inside. I didn't know Pastor was going to say that this morning. But the Word of God. You know, we think the name of Jesus, and he said to you, in my name you'll do all these things. But he places the Word. He's placed the Word above his name. So you see the fire and the hunger on the inside of us that God began. And we started just eating the Word of God. I've been a Christian since I was 12. But the hunger for the Word. And we started, Jared say, look what it says right here is ours. Look what it says. And I remember going to the pastor at that time, our mentors, and going up to Brenda Hare, and I'm going, look what I read today. Look what I read today. Do you remember, church? Is that fire still burning on the inside of you?
Yes.
For the word of God, that's the thing that sets you free. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on, I'm going to quit talking. Come like you said, come like the fire, come like Morning, Father God. We haven't forgotten what you showed us. Hallelujah. Thank you for your anointing. We are engaging because you are a God that's greater than anything, Father God. I don't care what's presented. I don't care what's said, Lord God. We focus our attention on you today. Amen. We worship and magnify Hallelujah. You because we serve a God Hallelujah. That is greater. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Because our God is for us. He said he was. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, just if you feel comfortable, just to praise him, begin to worship you out of your heart. Hallelujah. Saying, Lord God, I just thank you that you're greater. I thank you you're greater than any circumstance in my life today. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus for who you are. That you're in control of the service. You're in control of my life, Lord. And as I look out, if I look at the circumstances, Father, I might begin like Peter and begin to go down under, but Father God, we're keeping our eye on you. We're going to stay on Hallelujah. Top of the water, and we're going to keep Hallelujah. Walking as he leads us and he guides us. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you all, but throughout the years, as we've heard the word and it's come into our lives, I begin to sense things just begin breaking off of me. You know, there's times in your life when there is demonic influence, and there's times in the name of Jesus we need to be prayed for and say, in the name of Jesus, you're free, or in the name of Jesus. But you know, most of the time, the word delivers you. You'll be listening to the word and you'll say, well, I didn't know that he gave me the power to do that. And you begin sensing the change break off of you, right? And I'm still working on it. If you put a microscope in my life, you would see that there's things that God still needs to work on me. But that's the way it's like, see? We're just going from glory to glory. His word's changing us, amen? But I want you to know there is power in the name of Jesus. And he breaks every chain. You know, I don't know what's going on in your life today. But if while we're worshiping him in this song, if you just say, Jesus, I don't want this in my life. Your grace inside of me is greater than anything that can try to hold me back. It can bind me up. And you just begin to throw those things off this morning. See, you've got the power to do that to yourself. I had a problem one point in my life that I was anorexic. I'd even been in the hospital. I was literally starving myself to death. And I got a hold of a book. We were still pastoring in the Methodist Church. I got a hold of a book that said, it's by Don Basham. And said, you've got the power to break everything that's in your life that shouldn't be in control of you. I read that because I had was convinced that I just couldn't eat. That's how anorexia, you know, that's how it goes. And I want you to know, I don't know where he'd been that day. Even in a little old Methodist church where we were, in that Methodist parsonage, I'll never forget. I said, okay, God, in the name of Jesus, this is broken in my life. I didn't even know anything about it being called anorexia. This was so long ago, they didn't even call it that. But I knew that something was convincing me that I couldn't eat, that I would get sick. So I prayed that prayer, and then I felt something say to me, go in there and eat that apple. I thought, what? I got up. I said, okay, if I'm going to believe what I pray, get up and do what the Bible says I can do because I came against it. Well, as you can tell, I've been eating ever since. There's power in the name of Jesus. There is power. That's the wrong song, isn't it? I started the wrong one. Break every chain. That's right. There is power in the name of Jesus. Come on, church. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Come on now. To break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Now sing it with me. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain. Come on, you know that, don't you, Shauna? Break every chain. There's an army rising up. Are you that army? There's an army. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, army. There's an army rising up. There's an break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I hear those chains falling. Church, I hear those chains falling. I hear those chains falling. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Those chains falling. I hear those chains falling. I hear those chains falling. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Thank you. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Holy Spirit.
I believe you need to sing that song again. And anybody that's got a chain in their life that needs it broken off of them, the presence of God is what does the breaking of the chain. So just come up front, kneel, come up front and stand in the glory and in the presence of God and let those chains fall off. It does. Amen.
So we believe that somebody spoke about us.
Amen. Right. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name Jesus, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army that comes to your mind that you would like prayer, you just lift your hand up. We don't have to know their name, and somebody that's behind you is going to agree with you. We said there's an army rising up, and this army is for the anointing and the power of God to agree with you that those chains are broken, and they're just going to agree with you and pray in the name of Jesus. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. So break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
Now right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, this army here at New Life for the Nations, we take authority over those chains of bondage. We take authority over the bondage of poverty that's consuming people. Father, even with people that have money, they have a spirit of poverty on them, Father God. They're afraid to turn loose. They're afraid to trust you with what you want to do in their lives. And we break that chain. And Father God, we break the chain. People that, Father God, you're going to meet their needs. You're going to give them those jobs that they need. And you're going to put them right in the right place that they need to go, Father.
Hallelujah.
We break the
Lord.
Power of drugs in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father
Thank
God,
you.
That they are set free from all
Thank
kinds
you,
of drugs and from prescription drugs. We yes. break the power of pain in the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. And that's consuming people's body. Father God,
Hallelujah.
I thank you that you said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And we break the power of alcoholism. Oh, Lord God, Father God, we break the power of pornography in the name of Jesus.
Thank
it's trying
you,
to consume and to kill people's Amen. Lives. In the name of Jesus, you're broken. Thank you, Father God, for the power of your word. We thank you, Father God, for setting people free from emotional bondage, from all that garbage, Father God. We break the power in the name of Jesus of hurt and deception. People's eyes are open in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, thank you so much for freedom.
Thank you, Lord.
Now just begin to lift your hand and worship
thank
him.
You, Jesus.
See, the devil has no place here.
Hallelujah.
Once we get rid of him, we worship God and thank him.
Hallelujah.
Just begin to thank him and praise him for what
thank
he's done this
Jesus.
Morning, church.
Thank
oh,
you,
we
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of depression and the spirit of death. I break that in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. As we worship you
Hallelujah.
And we praise you, Jesus.
Oh, we magnify you, Lord.
This old little song,
Hallelujah.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul,
we rejoice.
But we're going to lift him up today, church. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in We're just lifting him up, church, because of what he just finished doing. Come on. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul. Joy, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Let it be a sweet sound. Come on.
Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Oh, one more time, say that.
Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, thank you.
If you can, I want you to be seated. We're going to take up our offering, and we have something very special. Brother Bob Reynolds is going to come and play and worship with music. I tell you, if you've never been to any of his concerts, even classical music, the anointing of the Lord comes out, and you will be blessed. While he's coming up and getting ready, I just want to share a couple of things. But, you know, we've got some exciting things coming up in the month of August. And the big thing we have coming up in the month of August is the church at the lake. Remember last year? We're literally closing down the doors here. We're all going over to the lake at the ramp. And we have praise and worship. We take our band, and we have church service on the lake under the pavilion. And we had an awesome time last year. So invite your friends. And Brother Bill Smith's going to be coming in. How many remembers Bill Smith?
Yeah, I do.
You remember Bill Smith?
I remember him.
He is ready and going to give us an awesome word that day. And then this afternoon, I put on there, the Dare County Ministerial Association is going to be sponsoring a prayer walk. They're going to be praying at all the schools. So if you want to be a part, wherever your child's going to school, if you want to be there, there'll be a pastor there, and they're literally going to be praying over the staff and the students and the building and everything. And it was an awesome event. It's always an awesome event when the ministers come together, when the churches come together, united to pray and to minister to our community. And then September 25th, I know that's in there, but I got to talk just a minute. A dear friend of mine by the name of Charlotte Murray Cable is going to be with us. Charlotte Murray was born here in Adair County out at Glens Fork. And we graduated. We went through school together and graduated high school together. And then she became what they called a hippie. She literally became a hippie. Remember that? You ever heard of the hippie movement? She literally took her guitar and went and was gone. Got in, and I'm sure she'll share some stuff, but one day, because see, this little girl was raised in church, and one day, Spirit of God got a hold of her. She came back, she had come back home to leave, and she knew she was never coming back home. God got a hold of her, and she beautifully gave her life to God. And God has been growing her and growing her and growing her, and we had a reunion together, our high school class did, and she showed up and began talking and saying what God had been doing in her life and said she was a graduate of Karis Bible School. Jerry said, what?
Said, Andrew Womack.
Jerry said, oh, Andrew Womack. She said, you know him? Jerry said, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know how things are. So she's coming in to see her family, and she's going to be ministering here that Sunday morning. So she ministers the song she's written out of her heart, and she kind of sings and shares, okay? So you're going to love it. You're going to love what God is doing here. Jack Ernest is coming back in November.
Hallelujah.
All right. So you see, there's so many things that God is doing to bring people into our lives to give us the word. So I'm going to turn it over to Brother Bob. The first Sundays of every month, everybody stays in the sanctuary, except unless you have a nursery child up to about 3 or 4, is that right, Lori? And they have a little class, but everybody stays in because we want our children to grow up knowing how to sit in service and how to hear the Word of God, okay? And it gives the teachers a break. So today is the first Sunday, and I'm going to turn it over to Brother Bob and let him say what he wants to say, and then Pastor Shirley, it's yours. I'll clean up my mess.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to just say a couple of things. First of all, you've read in the Bible and you've heard, we're all God's children, aren't we?
Amen.
And the more I think about that, the more I listen and study, I think, you know, I don't think God has any adults. I think he has children. And most of the time, a lot of us in the presence of God want to try to act like an adult. And that's And, you know, I think the Bible talks about a lot of times you come into His presence as children. You know, and sometimes, and when you watch a little child, I mean, they're just, wow. They believe immediately, and they're trusting immediately. And I'm going to play a medley. And this, I thought when I wrote this, when the Lord gave this to me, I thought it was for children. And I was thinking then that it was for literal children. And it is, but it's for God's children. And in this medley of the, you'll hear the tune "Jesus Loves Me," which is so well known by people all over the world.
Yes.
But I ran across the other day a little sign that said, you know, "Jesus knows me, this I love." And I thought, that, yeah, He knew me before the foundation of the earth. And sometimes we get to thinking about ourselves. And, you know, we still see ourselves through our eyes and through the sanctified eyes of the Lord. That's what we can be before we were born. You know, the Lord treats us, when you're born again, He wants to treat you like you'd never sinned.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so this morning you'll hear several tunes. And after a big introduction, you'll hear the tune that I used to sing when I was real little. Because praise Him, God, you know, all you little children, God is love. And so there'll be some tunes that you recognize, hopefully, in this. Okay. Lord, this morning we just open up to You and we magnify You, Father, and we thank You. We call this offering blessed, and we call the people, Father, who You are givers and the tithers, Lord, we just thank You that the promises to that You'll open the windows of heaven are over them, Father. I thank You. We call this church blessed, and we just thank You for the new vision and the new life that's in new life. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name we receive this offering blessed. Amen.
Hallelujah. While Sister Shirley is getting ready to preach, I just want to say this about Brother Bob's music and about Brother Bob. When I listen to him play, I just feel like, you know, about chains breaking, I just feel like I'm just kind of rising up above the floor. Just at peace and rest. And I don't know if you know it or not, but Bob is considered one of the best piano players in Kentucky, if not the United States. And sometimes he'll fill in for our piano player here.